can you tell me your name? Just say it out loud.
Okay, my name is Joy. It was Joy. I was born in Roswell in 1935, so I'm telling my age.
1935. What's the date?
May 25th, 1935. And I was born in I'm sorry, I don't remember the house number. At that time, there was no house number, I think. But anyway.
You just knew where it was anyway.
Yeah, and it wasn't too far from Hobo Service Station.
Oh, okay.
Which that, you probably have heard about that before. And, of course, I've lived here all my life. I went to school, Roswell Elementary. At that time, everybody walked, you know, walked to school at Roswell Elementary. And then eventually into Roswell High School. At the school on Mimosa Boulevard.
And then did you go on to college or did you
No, I did not go on to college. I found a job in Atlanta and went to work. I should have gone on to college. My family wanted me to do that, but that's
what did you
just,
do in Atlanta? What did you
I was secretary. But, and then I ended up marrying Jack. Jack and I had gone through school all together. Together
in Roswell.
In Roswell, yes. We married in '58.
Okay.
And we have three children, Greg, Brad, and Suzanne. And I now have three grandchildren. Jack is deceased. He died in 2002. Jack was 31 years here in Roswell. And he probably would not want me to. He didn't like to make any big deals about anything he did, but he was very active in the city government. Jack, when the first swimming pool was built, and I believe that was in 1949, I'm not sure, he the swimming pool. And he did that for, 3 years, and that's sort of how he got his college education. He was a graduate of the University of Georgia.
Oh.
But that's how he went to school, was the money that he used there. And I remember, of course, walking to school in elementary school. There, and I know that somebody's talked about Gentry's, which was the little quick shop where they sold ice and coal, too, I think, that was across the street from the
elementary school. Too, or is it just
they didn't then, I don't think. I don't think they had gas there then. And I know that was a time when some of the little boys would slip across the street to go over to get something to drink, which they got in trouble about doing that, you know. But I also remember when all the mimosa trees was planted on Mimosa Boulevard. I've always gone to the First Baptist Church on Mimosa Boulevard all my life. And of course, it's still there. The Methodist Church, Presbyterian Church, and the Methodist, Baptist, and the Presbyterian Church were very, very, the ministers gathered together. And the only recreation we had, or I had, when, well, really the city, when I was younger, was at our churches.
What kind of things did you do with the church?
Well, we would have different clubs and activities and picnics and things like that. Of course, the congregation was real small then. And let's see, what else could I say about all the churches? Also, I was at the three churches had gotten together, and I'm not really quite sure about the date. It was in the 1960s. There was a child in our community that died of malnutrition. And this is sort of the way the North Fulton Community Charities started.
Oh, okay.
The three churches, Presbyterian, Methodist, and the Baptist Church, at that time all had benevolent committees, I think. Mary was with the Methodist Church.